This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The Fan.
For the best Ravens coverage.
What time is
it? It's time for News from the Nest
with Vinny and Haney. 1057 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 1057 The Fan. News from the Nest here on this Featured Artist Friday. It's Hart just tuning into the program. Ravens 3-point favorites at Pittsburgh. We'll get into the stat breakdown later in the hour, but let's get out to the phones, hear what the people have to say about Sunday's matchup. First place on the line, Russell Wilson, 3-0, a starter for the Steelers. It was a decision that came under fire from a lot of people. Terry Bradshaw napalmed Mike Tomlin on Fox, even apologized, I believe, since then, because, you know, it turned out to be the right decision so far. But let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Arbutus. It's Ed. Ed, thanks for holding. What's up?
Yes, sir. Bob, Vinny, I'm going to get right to it. Two base defenses, 3-4. Gap, stagger, cover two. Second defense, 3-3 nickel, cover three. Important keys, game-long gap integrity discipline. Move your personnel accordingly, short side, wide side of the field. Keep your D-line fresh, up front. Madubuike, Jones, Van Noy. Rotation subs, Robinson, Irvin, Oway. Same talent, 5'10 quarterback. Second line of defense, linebackers, Hamilton, Harrison, Roquan, Simpson. Hamilton and Simpson on the outside. Hamilton's the Will, Simpson's the Sam, Harrison's the Mike, Roquan's the Mike. Simpson and Hamilton are your best blitzers on this football team. Cover corners, Wiggins, short side, Stevens, wide side. Short side safety, Williams. Safety thumper, Humphrey on the wide side. If you go nickel, it's real simple. Washington comes in, Harrison goes out. That's it, gentlemen. Thank you.
All right, Ed, have a great weekend.
Yeah, I think Tre'Davious White's going to have a role in this game. I think Tre'Davious White's going to play, and I think he's going to rotate in there. You know, it's going to be interesting to see, and we're not going to know anything until we see the game on Sunday, what the rotation looks like, and what did they learn, and if any, what changes are there? I mean, if I'm a betting man, Bob, there's no changes.
I think
Marcus Williams is going to be the free, and I think Stevens, but I think Tre'Davious White is going to have a role in there somewhere, you know, rotating. I would hope with Stevens, because then, you know, what we get a lot is we get Humphrey on the inside and then Wiggins on the outside, which I got no problem with any of these guys here, because he can run with any of them, and he plays the nine route pretty well, and he's a grabber just like Joey Porter.
All right, let's get to Todd Monken here and talking about the Steelers, and in particular guys like TJ Watt and how they can wreak havoc on your offensive plans here. Todd Monken wreaking havoc.
It doesn't always work like that, because some things they do defensively, you know, takes your protection rules off of that help at times. you know, most of the time, I don't care who you're playing, T.J. Watt, Myles Garrett, Crosby, you're going to have extra protection.
Yeah, I'm guessing that with Monken, I mean, they're going to know where Watt is in very rarely. I'll bet you you'll be able to count him on one hand the times that he gets singled up, I'll bet, Bob.
Especially with no Highsmith there.
Yeah, no doubt. And I don't know, I'm not a big Preston Smith fan, but everybody says that Herbig is a real good rusher. And he's a Wisconsin kid, not a real big kid, but he's got good speed. Doesn't play the run great, but I think that's the type of guy that Ronnie Stanley eats up just because athlete on athlete, that's Ronnie's cup of tea.
Yeah, we saw him a little bit last year. He had 3 sacks on the season, 2.5 this year, but coming back from an injury. News from the Nest video at 81.057. The Fan. Everybody's been asking about Keaton Mitchell. Keaton Mitchell this, Keaton Mitchell that. Todd Monken, what's up with Keaton Mitchell?
Similar to Tay in the fact that trying to get him up to speed. You know, I think we're trying to get him even more involved in special teams, which is a good way to get him up to speed, to get him on the field. Trying to find spots where you can, you know, get him in the game. Where those are, we'll see. We're in a pretty good spot right now, so it's hard to really say whether it's him or Tay or whoever that might be, or Tylan Wallace, who's probably deserving of playing. Trying to find those spots where we can get those guys on the field and let their, you know, their talent shine.
And that's the issue that they've got, Bob. You know, it's like the total opposite of the defense. You know, on offense, you know, you've got talented guys that were rolling so good. You know, who do I give more reps? Who do I take reps away from? You know, and that's why he brings up Tylan Wallace. Tylan Wallace was their leading 113 yards or whatever it was last week. You know, I've got to keep him involved. He's playing pretty damn good right now. So I would think that they'll have some package, more so for Keaton Mitchell than Deontay Johnson, my opinion.
Now, as the offense has a lot of good players, and the dilemma is trying to fit them all into the equation, we get to the defense, where they have a lot of good players who just aren't playing well at this point in time. And Zach Orr, Ravens defensive coordinator, was asked yesterday about the work that's put in over the weekend trying to get things back up to Ravens standards.
We had the weekend. We was up here. You know, coach, especially, you know, Harbs and the defensive coaches, we were in, man, just trying to go back through from day one, just all our teach tapes, all our coverage slides, and just see what details that might have got missed, or what details you might need to tweak. You know, every year is different. So doing that, been grinding, got in with the players, had a real good film session starting on Tuesday, and then really just looking at everything, man, looking at what we're calling, what we're running, look at what we're asking the guys to execute.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably one of the biggest things is are we asking them to do things they can't do? And I think that's what the offense does a beautiful job of, letting they know what their players can and can't do. Now, defensively, getting them in position to let their players do what they can and can't do. So that's why Sunday is going to be interesting. Either, Bob, we're going to see a big jump positively, or it's going to be one and the same.
It's 5881057 The Fan. We'll come back, count some weekend dough, hopefully, with buy or sell. Get to your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Vinny, stat breakdown of this matchup for first place in the AFC North. Baltimore at Pittsburgh. Brian DiArdo is going to have some NFL lunch with us from CBSSports.com. We'll do our picks. We had a game last night. I think we all took Philadelphia. And Mike DeFalvo from The Athletic. We'll talk about what's happening in Pittsburgh as the Steelers try to hold off the Ravens and win that AFC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
North.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Penny and Haney. 1057 The Fan.
Penny and Haney, 1057 The Fan here on this Football Friday, Featured Artist Friday. It's Hart. Anything you want to hear from them? Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. Send a request, Plaza Port Tech Signs, Bob Haney, Vince Rado, Nolan McGraw. Plenty of sports stuff happening as we head into this weekend, midweek or mid-month of November. Thanksgiving's less than 2 weeks. Wait, where's the money? Fire us up.
Well, we don't have money for the weekend, Bob. Aww. The Dow's down 324. Bummer, S&P's man. Down 79. The NASDAQ is down 426. DraftKings down $1.51. Under Armour's down 14 cents. So a lot of red on the phone today.
All right, well, we've been talking about it all week, this novelty fight tonight between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. The wait is finally over. The betting markets properly reflect Paul as the staggering favorite to beat the now 58-year-old Tyson. But even at an older age, you mentioned it earlier in the show, he is an actual boxer, so that has to put him ahead of some of Paul's opponents from the past, where he has accumulated a 10-1 record here. That only loss coming by split decision to Tommy Fury. But it should be noted, in all 11 of his fights, he's never even been knocked down, let alone knocked out. Buy or sell, Bob. Rigged or not, Paul will stay upright for the entire fight tonight.
I'll buy it. If Tyson tries, he could probably take him out in the first two rounds. But as it gets later and he gets more gassed, then it becomes more of the sideshow that people expect. 14-ounce gloves, too. So, yeah, I don't think Tyson's knocking him out.
All right.
We'll like go, to see it, though. Be yeah, awesome.
I think everyone would.
Yeah.
Go over to the Chiefs and Bills matchup this weekend. Anytime Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes face off, it's always an epic battle. And recent history, a lot of their recent matchups have come in the playoffs, and they've all been nail-biters down to the end. Seems like whoever holds the ball last usually comes out on top. Especially when it gets to overtime. Who could forget that thriller in the playoffs a few years back where Mahomes only needed, 15 seconds to get into field goal range? The average margin of victory in their four most recent meetings has been 4 points. I believe the line is set at 2 in favor of Buffalo right now, but Vinny, buy or sell, this Sunday's game will be decided by 4 points or less.
Yeah, I'm going to buy it. Buffalo is kind of beat up. I mean, the receivers are tight ends and everything, so... Yeah, I would say another tight game. I'm not sure what the weather is in Buffalo, but I think it'll be a tight game.
And keep in mind, if it does come down to, say, a field goal, Harrison Butker,
he's out.
He's out. Yeah. So that changes things quite a bit there for Kansas City side.
Yeah, unfortunately, Buffalo's kicker is healthy.
Unfortunately.
Tyler Bass. He did kick the 60-yarder a couple weeks ago.
All right, we'll go over to baseball here. Pete Alonso, free agent for the first time in his career, searching for big money, as is his agent, Scott Boras. Now, whether that comes from the Mets or someone else remains to be seen, but our friend Mike Exisa wrote a column this week saying that if you're expecting Alonso to get that record-setting money, maybe think twice a little bit or dial it back. His reasoning to start, Alonso's coming off the worst regular season campaign of his career. And Mike also notes here that among the group of usual big spenders, you know, Dodgers, Yankees, those big market teams, not a lot of them right now that actually have a pressing need at first base or DH for that matter. It's also been over 10 years since a first baseman has received a $200+ million contract. Again, a true first baseman. Bryce Harper has been reclassified, but at the time he signed, he was an outfielder. Miguel Cabrera was your last true first baseman to get that big money. Buy or sell, Bob, whether Alonso, wherever he goes, he will not be resetting the market.
No, I'm buying that 100%. He did hit, decline in production aside, one of the big home runs in Mets history against the Brewers in that playoff game, propelled them to the NLCS. Look, if he played right field or left field, I'd be all about it with the Orioles, but you have Mountcastle, Mayo's banging on the door. I don't really think the Orioles need him per se, but to your point, setting markets, hell no. There's a lot of bigger fish getting fried in that area this offseason.
Back to football, where the Ravens are taking on the Steelers this Sunday. From the Steelers side of things, when Mike Tomlin made that quarterback switch a few weeks back, it came with some scrutiny, but here we are 3 weeks later. Russell Wilson, 3-0 as a starter, seems like the right move. That doesn't mean we won't be seeing any of Justin Fields for the rest of the year. You remember, even before the season started, when Wilson was expected to be the guy, there was a lot of talk of getting both of them involved at the same time. And when they made the midseason switch a few weeks back, offensive coordinator Arthur Smith said that those plans are still in place. They've got a weekly package set to use Justin Fields. It just hasn't happened yet. When may we see it happen? Quote from Arthur Smith, maybe it'll be this Sunday, maybe it'll be next Sunday. Buy or sell, Vinny, we will see Fields get used in select packages against the Ravens defense.
I'll soft buy it. And to me, only if Warren or Najee Harris is inactive for the game, if one of them's hurt. Both are on the injury report. Otherwise, you know, if they're in a flow, I don't see all of a sudden you come in and want to run the option. I don't see that.
Right, or even, I've always wondered, what would it look like? Is he lining up out wide where Wilson's throwing him the ball? You know, is
might throw it over his head.
Yeah, well, that too. You know, or a little misdirection. Is he just out there as a decoy? I don't know. It just seems like it's kind of never going to happen to me. We'll close with this here. The year's 2024, soon to be 2025.
Yeah.
And Rich Hill still wants to pitch in Major League Baseball. I guess you got to give him credit. He's lasted here into his mid-40s, even if the amount of innings pitched is significantly dropped. This past season, you may have forgot about him, but he did appear in four games with the Red Sox. They gave him a chance. Didn't make the most of it, but he was out there. I guess the most notorious example of pitching longevity is probably Jamie Moyer, who maintained a heavy workload until the age of 49 when he finally hung it up. Hill's going to turn 45 before the start of the 2025 season. Buy or sell, Bob, might not be anything significant, but Rich Hill will have major league innings on his resume at age 49, like Jamie Moyer.
49? Yes. I'm selling that. I mean, this year, yeah, I could see it. Bartolo Colon pitched until I think they had to lug him off the mound, and I think he's still throwing in the Mexican League or something along those lines. Hey, look, Rich Hill was a stud in Chicago. He was like one of these rising star pitchers. The Orioles had him when he was 15 years ago. When he was trying to reestablish himself, did reestablish himself like 5 years ago with that curveball and got him a big money payday. Might have been from Boston, if I'm not mistaken, but he'll find a way. Hey, we're talking about Mike Tyson fighting tonight at 58 years old. I could see Rich Hill throwing a baseball for somebody in 2025.
We call him Rich, middle name over the. Rich
oh, over the look at you. Is that Chris Berman over there? My glasses need some tuning up here. It's Vinny at 80-1057 The Fan. Nolan, we have time for a call. Let's go get a phone call. You want to join us, you can. Steelers week. Come on in. Predict the game. Hey, if you want to pick Pittsburgh, nobody's taking that personally. We don't play for the team. We haven't even done our picks yet. Matter of fact, Nolan hasn't even decided who he's taking yet. Let's go to Chris in Parkville. Chris, what's up? Thanks for holding.
Gentlemen, happy Friday.
How you doing?
Same to you.
good. I'd like to pose a question to Vinny. To me, I mean, for the game coming up, it's Pittsburgh week. The Ravens need to do something that's something atypical of a Harbaugh coach team, and that is come out of the gate, dictate the game. To me, give a heavy dose of Justice Hill, keep the defense on their heels, and don't wait until there's 90 seconds in the first half to run the two-minute offense and just to keep them guessing.
Why a heavy dose of Justice Hill?
I just think he, an open field, I think he's a real good threat in open field, I believe.
Yeah. The only thing I would say to that is I think their secondary with Elliott and Minka Fitzpatrick, they get themselves involved. And the secondary can run pretty well. I like running right at them. And to me, if you're going to run right at them, I would rather have Derrick Henry or Keaton Mitchell.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It is Featured Artist Friday. It's Hart. Anything you want to hear from the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, send your request to the Plaza Sport text line at 410-583-1057. Your predictions for the Ravens Steelers. Feel free to get in. You want to talk about Marilyn Marquette, Marilyn Rutgers? We could do that too. You want to talk about David Rubenstein opening the old checkbook? We can get into that as well. Got a stat breakdown coming up later this hour, coming up for NFL Lunch. Brian DiArdo, CBSSports.com.
Vinny and Haney crunch the numbers. Sunday Stats Preview, 105.7 The Fan.
Ravens, Steelers, Sunday, 1 o'clock, Acrisure Stadium. Baltimore game day uncensored. And I apologize for not mentioning this. We will be at B-Dubs in Columbia. Brought to you by Rice, Mirtha, Pesaurus, starting at 10 o'clock. Me and Ken Wyman getting you underway. First place on the line as the Ravens take on the Steelers. Inside access, by the way, is down at College Park today from 2 to 6. Getting you ready for Maryland and Marquette, a game that you can hear on 105.7 The Fan. So we're on the road and we're busy bringing you the local sports news that you want and that you crave. But with the Ravens taking on Pittsburgh as 3-point favorites, interesting matchups personnel-wise, but also statistically. Let's break that down more in depth, stats.
All right, let's look. We'll look at the two best sides of the ball for both teams. Ravens offense, Steelers defense. Steelers are a +9. Ravens are a +4. All right, Ravens offense, number one in the league, averaging 440.2 yards per game. Steelers defense, 8th. Give up 302. They give up as many yards defensively as the Ravens give up passing yards. All right, passing. Ravens are 3rd, 257.6 yards per. Steelers defense, 19th. They give up 215 yards a game. Rushing offense, Ravens, 182.6. Pittsburgh's defense, 4th. Give up 87.1. Points scored. Ravens offense, 131.8. Steelers defense, 2. They give up 16.2. So, I mean, there's a lot of things in this game, Bob, that are going to be like, we'll be able to tell who won just because of statistically. Pass attempts. Ravens are 20th. They've thrown 289. Steelers defense pass attempts, they're 17th, 304. Completion percentage, Lamar's 5th, 69.2. Steelers defense 8th, 62.5. Average per completion, Ravens are number 1, 9.2. Steelers are 16th, 6.9. So the pass, they've struggled more against the pass than they have against the run. Touchdown passes, Lamar's first, 24. Steelers defense, 7th. They've given up 8. Interceptions, Ravens and Lamar, 31st, 2. Steelers defense, 7th with 10. Sacks, Ravens offense, Lamar, 31st. They've only given up 13. Steelers defense is 21st with 22. Quarterback rating, Lamar's number 1, 123.0. Steelers defense, 3rd, 78.2. Rushing attempts, Ravens are 2nd with 319. Steelers defense, rush attempts, 4th, only 205. People don't run it a lot on them. Average per rush, Ravens are 1st, 5.7 per. Steelers defense, 3rd. They give up 3.8. Third down conversions. Ravens are fourth, 47.2. Steelers defense, 10th, 34.8. Penalties, Ravens are first with 80, the most. Steelers are 19th with 61. All right, let's look at, now we're going to look at Steelers O, Ravens D. Steelers offense is 18th overall, 326.3 yards. Ravens defense, 27th, 367.9. Passing offense, Steelers, 26th, 188.0. Ravens defense last, 294.9.
So,
rushing offense, Steelers are 8th, 138.3. Ravens defense first, 73.0. Points scored, Pittsburgh's offense, 12th, 23.9. Steelers Ravens defense, 25th, 25.3. I mean, damn, you score 31 and you give up 25. Hoofta. Pass attempts. Pittsburgh's offense is 30th, 247. So they don't throw it a ton. Pass attempts defense. Ravens have had the most pass attempts against them of anybody in the league. 398, they're last. Completion percentage. Steelers are 20th, 63.6. Ravens defense, 17th, 65.6. Average per completion. Pittsburgh's offense is 12th, 7.5. Ravens defense, 29th, 7.9. Touchdown scored, passing. Pittsburgh's 22nd. They've only had 11. Ravens defense, they're last. They've given up the most, 22. Interceptions. Pittsburgh's offense is 31st with 2. Same as the Ravens. Interceptions for the Ravens defense, 15th. They've had 6. Sacks allowed, 13th. The Steelers are, they've given up 24. Now, let me see. Russell Wilson's given up 8, 3-3-2. Ravens defense is 4th in sacks with 31. Quarterback rating, Pittsburgh's 12th, 97.9. Ravens defense, they're 26. They give up a quarterback rating of 101.8. Rushing attempts, Pittsburgh's 4th, 309. Ravens defense is 7th, 216. So basically, the Ravens get thrown on 400 times and people run it on them 200 times. So, yeah, to your thing, Bob, yeah, people are throwing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Average per rush, Pittsburgh's offense is 24th, 4.0. Average per rush, Ravens, they're first, 3.4. Third down conversions, Pittsburgh's 11th, 40.6. Ravens, 30th, 46.7. Penalties, 57 for Pittsburgh, 56 for the Ravens. So, I mean, overall, the Ravens have a lot of bad numbers defensively. I mean, 27, 32, 25, 32, 29, 32, 26, 30. I mean, a lot of bad numbers defensively.
And Pittsburgh, if you look at the season stats, their offense isn't all that great. But as of late,
last three games,
they've averaged over 30 points a game here.
Yep, last three games, Russell Wilson, the last three games, 50 of 85, 58.8%, 737 yards his last three games, averaging 8.7 per. Six touchdowns, one pick, eight sacks, a 105.9 quarterback rating. He's had 10 rushes for 13 yards, so in one touchdown. Now, Pickens is the guy who's reaping the benefits because he's averaging 92 yards a game with Russell Wilson.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back here from the Steelers about Sunday's matchup. If you want to get in, now is your chance. Sports at 583-1057. Predictions for the Ravens Steelers. You don't win a prize. We just want to hear what you think. First place is on the line. Are you confident that the Ravens defense can make a play or two to get out of Pittsburgh on top of the AFC North? Or do you think they're going to get shredded yet again? We're going to talk some football with Brian DiArdo from CBSSports.com. Going to have some NFL lunch with him as Philadelphia won last night over Washington. We'll do our picks for this weekend, and then we'll go to Pittsburgh. Mike DeFalvo from The Athletic will preview the game from a Steelers you get some bonus.
Sports with balls. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Featured Artist Friday, it's Heart, chosen by you, the people. Anything you want to hear from them? Another hour to go. Get your song request, pause for text line, 410-583-1057. Brian DiArdo, CBSSports.com, going to have some NFL lunch with us. Talk about last night's game, look ahead to Week 11. It's Slate. Then we'll get to our picks, college and pro, round 115. Mike DeFabo from The Athletic talked about the Steelers. He did the one-on-one interview with Patrick Queen. Patrick Queen feels shunned by the Ravens organization, so he's looking to, get a little revenge, if you want to call it that, coming up Sunday at 1 o'clock. We got some Steelers stuff coming your way, but let's go to the phones first. 410-583-1057 is the number. Takes us to Philip in Overly. Philip, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing?
All right, so for this matchup, I feel like you got to look at Ravens offense, kind of what you were just talking about. Ravens offense, Steelers defense, who's better? And then on the other side of the ball, Steelers offense, Ravens defense. Kind of goes either way. I'm going to give the edge because I'm biased to the Ravens offense. I do think they eke it out. Either way, I think it's a one-score game. It has to be. I don't see it going any other way. I'll go 24-20 Ravens.
All right, thanks, Philip. 24-20, which would not hit the over, which right now sits at 47.5. But I see fireworks. We'll do our picks in less than a half an hour here. I see the balls flying.
I see
balls be flying up in Pittsburgh.
If the Ravens secondary is not playing well, Bob, yeah, balls are, because they're going to put them in the air deep. And they're going to have many, many opportunities.
And who do you think's going to win the contested ball situation? Pickens, or you know, Marcus Williams? Has he had his hand on a ball this year that I recall? I don't
know.
Eddie Jackson's did the trained seal, when the ball flies through his hands. Same with our Darius Washington and Kyle Hamilton. And I don't know, pick a guy. I think we've got a ton of dropped interceptions, but you get the point.
They're going to be tested, let's just say often, early and often, and from all over the field, they're going to be tested on the deep ball.
Both teams, you think, are going to come out and try to set the tone running the football?
Pittsburgh, I would say, maybe. Pittsburgh's going to be Pittsburgh. With the Ravens, they can be either. I think Todd's going to come out and, you know, they're going to try to see what Pittsburgh's going to do to them. Which they kind of do. They come out and they hand it to Henry and see what goes on there. They may, start. I can see Pittsburgh starting out with a boot right away. Starting out a boot, little dump pass to Freiermuth.
Yeah, I think he's going to be kind of that, oh, damn, I forgot about him, as we're concentrating on what's happening on the perimeter. We're over the middle of the field where the Ravens have been taken advantage of at times.
Yep.
Freiermuth could be an ugly reality for Zach Orr's defense this weekend.
Well, I'm kind of hoping that, they may be trying to get a lot of boots and rollouts and stuff, get him on the move, Bob, just because, especially if Matabike and Travis Jones are doing what I think they're going to be able to do, then I think we're going to see Russell Wilson a lot on the move.
Now, Preston Smith, former Packer, he came over in a trade at the deadline to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And here's Preston Smith talking about getting involved in this rivalry, and in particular his expectations for the matchup with this high-powered Ravens offense.
Man, there's a lot of talent on both sides. I expect this game to be, a battle. I don't expect it to be easy. I expect us to go out there and both sides and fight and give it all and see who's standing at the end of it.
I mean, he got a sack against Washington. Smith, he's got 3.5 on the year, coming off an 8-sack year with the Pack, but you think he's rather limited in the pass rush department.
Yeah, I think he's a little mechanical, a little stiff. And, Bob, the thing about it is the Ravens know him. I mean, they practiced against him in the preseason. So, I mean, their offensive line has gone up against him and did one-on-ones with him and everything in those team practices that they had with the Packers.
Now, Mike Tomlin, we know him, probable Hall of Fame coach. Still a lot left to be done in Pittsburgh as his team's in first place right now at 7-2. But Patrick Queen comes over from Baltimore. Here's Mike Tomlin talking about Patrick Queen's influence on the defense and beyond here.
I think it's continual. I think he has shown more comfort with each passing week, and I think his production and consistency of play reflects that. I think it's reasonable to expect that to continue. In terms of his comfortability, he's always been comfortable. He's a guy that's comfortable within his skin. He realizes what we brought him here to do, and he's embraced that in terms of being a leader and hub of communication. Got no issue with that. I just think that over time it's reasonable to expect him to play faster, to see his talent show up more consistently, and him to play with the edge that we appreciate.
Yeah, and basically what Mike Tomlin's saying with all that verbiage is, he struggled at the beginning of the year, and he's gotten better the more comfortable he's gotten because, you know, he doesn't have to think as much. He can play faster. You know, I mean, he's only played in one defense for 4 years. Now it's probably a totally new defense for him. So, yeah, there is going to be somewhat of a learning curve. And I thought against Washington, he played very well.
Now, for the Ravens defensively, minus Patrick Queen, Trent Simpson stepped in. We've seen a decline in Roquan Smith's play. We've talked about the secondary and the problems there. And Mike Tomlin has met with the media a day or so ago, was asked about that 32nd-ranked Ravens pass defense.
I know a lot's been written and said about their pass defense, but to be quite honest with you, when I turn the tape on, I don't see negligence. I see a group that's definitively up on people, and a lot of people are getting out of their personalities and are simply somewhat one-dimensional and throwing the ball 40 and 50 times against them. And I think that's probably the most significant reason why they're 32nd in the league versus the pass in terms of yards per game is the circumstantial component of it.
Yeah, I don't, that's being nice and saying nice things.
Well, circumstantial component means what? They're blowing assignments here, right?
Yeah, no doubt. And people are throwing it on them a lot because, you know, they're getting yards, and everybody's getting yards on them. So, yeah, I don't and I'm guessing the Steelers are probably going to, Bob, throw more than they've ever thrown.
Maybe circumstances will play in their favor if that goes on. Jeff Zrebeck tweeting this out earlier. No Arthur Millett on the practice field. He's in a walking boot with the, or yesterday was anyway, with the calf injury, but he was the only Raven not on the practice field today.
That's very good news. And you know, I mean, the two key ones to me, couple, likely on the offensive side, and then Travis Jones and Hamilton on the defensive side. And then, Bob, you know what else is big, too? It kind of goes unnoticed a little bit. I mean, Brett Urban's been out for a while, and he's a really good rotational guy, especially, Bob, with a 5'10 quarterback with his length.
Mike Tomlin, what do you think of this rivalry between the two?
Really cool to be in these games. Not because it's them, but because they're a good team. This time of year, you want to be leaning in on five-star matchups and being a component of it. You're in five-star matchups not only because of the quality of people that you're playing, but also what you've done. And we respect that component of it, and we're excited about that component of it. And we just want to continue to sharpen our sword for these battles to find a way to prepare ourselves and put our best foot forward and find a way to win. And search for more. And so for this week, we acknowledge, man, Baltimore is a really good team. Historically, we've had some awesome matchups, man. There's always AFC North ramifications. And
like this weekend.
Yeah. I mean, he's kind of funny to listen to just because, like, he talks a lot, says a lot, talks a lot, but doesn't say a lot, you know? And you know, so I kind of like listening to Tomlin talk. You know, I mean, Danny Smith told me the dude is awesome to work for, said he is the best.
Well, how about this? Ramifications of the game, first place for sure, but if the Ravens lose, it's their fourth conference loss.
Yeah.
It's their second division loss. This is Pittsburgh's first division game of the season. Steelers win, they're 8-2. Ravens are 7-4. You know, Pittsburgh's in a pretty strong spot in regards to winning said AFC North, and then the Ravens, and a lot of people thought that coming into the year, going through the Super Bowl is going to come through Baltimore like it did last year, and Kansas City got through that road. Ravens might not even win their division
Yeah.
If they lose this game Sunday, because then you go to the Chargers, then you host Philly before you hit your bye. We're going to know a lot about Baltimore in the next 3 weeks.
And we're going to learn, you know, I mean, Bob, Lamar over the four games that he's 1-3 and it has 10 turnovers. So
been sacked 20 times.
Too. Yeah. So, I mean, we're going to get a good feel in the first half. Is that, you know, kind of a thing? Or, no, this is a different Lamar this year.
Injury issues in Kansas City for both teams. We'll get into that when we do our picks at 1:15. But coming up next, we're going to have some NFL lunch. I guess we can talk to him about this. Brian DiArdo, CBSSports.com. The Eagles fly, Eagles fly. What's going on with Washington? Losers of two in a row. Still think it's a playoff team, but we'll get Brian's thoughts on that. Picks for this weekend, college and pro. And then Mike DeFabo from The Athletic. We'll talk about Patrick Queen and the chip on his shoulder. Does he have one facing the Ravens?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.